Live from the Signal Media Studios, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill. This broadcast is being presented by West Rock Coffee and brought to you in part by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas's best insurance, Chicken King, Ortho Rehab, and Bill Dillard III. Now, it's a close encounter with the Doctor of Football, Fitz Hill.
Can't hear you either.
I'm having some technical difficulties. I can't hear myself. You want to check that out?
Hold on.
Yeah. Can you hear me now? Okay. All right. Sorry. Hey, we're fumbling in here. Kind of like we can't hold on to the ball. We can't hold on to the ball. We're 3 points of pressure. My man right now, thank you. It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Parking and Arkansas Best Insurance. Thank you for staying over with us. We're going to have a close encounter with the Doctor of Football, my wingman, Shug. And you know I can't go anywhere with Pastor Drew. Big props out to Dr. Rob tonight. Just got off the phone with him. Can't wait to get him back in the studio. My Rob, we miss you. We're praying for you daily. And, we miss you in the studio. Hey, but it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Parking and Arkansas Best Insurance. On this show, this is a show where we don't call. We still ball. No need to hang up. Just sit down and listen and get in the game with us because we balling if you calling. But I got somebody who did call for me tonight, my man, the head coach of Expressway Airport Parking, Cole Drew Baker, the dream maker of the parking. If you hadn't been to Expressway Airport Parking, understand the dream team is in the house. You remember, you used to have that song, ladies and gentlemen, the dream team. Y'all remember that song, Sugar? That's them when you're parking the dream team in the house. What's going on, Cole Drew Baker?
Happy Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And blessings to you guys. All I can say is, we had a blessed year, and we appreciate you guys, and we've got a Christmas gift for you. Christmas gift, if you're making a reservation anytime this month, you got to use the Kringle 3000 promo code. I don't know if you remember that movie Elf. Santa Claus had a booster put on the bottom of his sleigh. It was called the Kringle 3000. So we got the Kringle 3000 on our shuttles this month, and we're going to get you an extra 10% discount, and we're going to deliver you to the airport from your car to the front door with Extra Spirit.
Well, man, it is a very special time. I know people be coming in and out of the Expressway Airport Parking. Your guys always take great care of me. I got something I'm going to share with you that I think that we may be to elevate some stuff we'll do on those cars, on those buses in 2025, you know, move up to keep on our little, you know, I think we're going to bring a little coffee out there for, you know, you got that cold water. We're going to get that cold brew going on in there.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Our early morning travel.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Cold, but it don't have to be hot because I call you Cold Drew, right? So we're going to bring in a cold brew. I want you to try it out. We're gonna do that for and see what that happens. So I'm gonna bring y'all something to test and see what's going on. So Cole Drew Baker.
My daughter Julianne loves that cold coffee.
It's the growing thing. So, but you said you got that special. Tell them one more time how you make that happen.
You just go to our website, click the reserve parking button, and there's a phrase that says, have a promo code ? And it's underneath the box where you choose covered or uncovered, because we have covered parking and uncovered parking. You click on that phrase, a box will open up, and you put in Kringle 3000, Kringle with a K, 3000. And We're going to deliver you with an extra spirit and another 10% discount on top of the fifth day free. Every time you travel, every time you make a reservation on our website, you automatically get that. And this month, you get an extra 10%. And we want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, and God bless all you guys up there bringing us this great show.
We appreciate it. That's the phrase that pays. Cold Drew Baker, the dream maker of the parking. Thanks, Drew. Hey, man, give my best to my young man, IHOP. Tell him Coach Hill. I drove through that other day. I got to see him check me out. So I asked him about IHOP. We don't forget that. Hey, look, I know we proud of our Arkadelphia Badgers coming up here, coming to the Rock to the state championship game. I thought they were going
to
be.
I'm going to have to come sit in the rain, I guess.
Yeah, we got to do it. We got to be rolling. But these Badgers going to be rolling. The big blue machine is rolling up to the Rock on Saturday. You know how it is. All we do is win. That's all we do is win. So I hope to see you out there. All right, Cole Drew.
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Hey, we thank y'all for staying over with us. That's my man, Cole Drew Baker, the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, presented by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas Best Insurance Coordinated. Arkansas Best Insurance Coordinated by Trey Scallion, the doctor of insurance, coordinating insurance plays being called for the five-star insurance company in Arkansas. Hey, let me open us up in a word of prayer. God, we thank you for this platform that you allow for us to be here. God, you said in all thy ways acknowledge you and direct thy path. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, all else will be added. And all good things work for those who are living according to your purpose. In your name we pray. Amen. Hey, man, I got my man over here, Cole, my Cole Drew, number two.
number two.
It's second. Yeah. No, Pastor Drew, we appreciate you. It is Christmas time and, you know, coming on second half, we got J.J. Meadows, who will continue with our series of talking about the NIL and future ballers, Uncle B in the fourth quarter. But, Drew, you know, we're working on some things here, and I know you got some information that we shared earlier this week. But one thing, I want to always, as we get into sports, because as a coach, you know, I look at these social factors that are really impacting the game of sports and the quality of competition. And one thing that I've been studying and looking at is how homicide rate, as the Center for Disease and Prevention has reported, that from 2019 to 2020, the murder rate among black youth soared 108% in the United States of America compared to 48% of the homicide of their white peers. And since 2006, gun violence has been the leading cause of death for black children, resulting in homicide being the number one cause of death for black children and teenagers ages 1 to 19. Now, I just want you to let process that and know what that means, that in America, this population, the CDC has identified it. That's why I continue talking about this. And can you imagine how many young people are not getting to the football fields and all the things, and the way the grenade goes off and the impact when we start building prisons? We're building prisons for tomorrow, not today.
Right.
All right. And so even though we need them, but it's because what's coming up in the pipeline. And when you're looking at these deaths, these are long-term sentences for the 70% prosecution rate that we see in our country that takes place. And it has such negative impacts. And I know in Arkansas, it's identified even more so than other states. And I know you have some information that you shared with me that I'm still reviewing to this day.
There's an article out of Opportunity Arkansas just a little while ago. Over the last two decades in Arkansas, violent crimes increased 52%. Aggravated assaults are up 74%. Homicides up 96%. All of these trends for the state of Arkansas are greater than the national averages. So we are above the national average when it comes to violence in Arkansas.
But a lot of people say when violence is going down, they're looking at it holistically and not looking at it individually.
Exactly.
And our state is actually going up.
Yes. And then, I mean, if you look at just our state and our neighbors, because Mississippi, the numbers went down. Louisiana, numbers went down. These are states that we always kind of look at and say, oh, well, at least we're not. But we went up while they went down. When you look at it from a national standpoint, on the whole country, Washington, D.C., everything, Arkansas is ranked number 2 on rapes, number 3 on aggravated assaults, number 4 overall violence, number 5 on burglaries, number 6 on murder and manslaughter, number 7 in property crime, number 8 in larceny theft. This is an epidemic, mm-hmm. just like what you said. In our state of 3.3 million people, we're getting these numbers here. We are in a situation to where if you really look at it, you've wiped out an entire generation of potential athletes, potential businessmen, potential leaders, thought leaders, writers, poets, whatever it is, to this violence epidemic.
And that's why we have to bring awareness to, because when you think about COVID and other different type of diseases and things like that, I was just writing today, these things are brought to attention. For example, prostate cancer says that 1 out of 6 African-American males will be impacted by that during their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But that's promoted. Breast cancer for women, everybody wears pink during a certain month to bring awareness to this. My father died of cancer at 51. My oldest brother died of cancer at 41. And understanding what has taken place in our country to reduce the number of cancerous deaths that we see each and every year, decades to half centuries or whatever. What I'm appalled at is that I'm sitting here, and you and I talk about this, and understanding the social determinants that are responsible for this epidemic in our communities, and very rarely is it being discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then trying to find specific solution to address the social determinants birthing these tragedy things that we're facing every day. Because on average, 30 black males are murdered in the United States each day.
Each day.
Each day, which puts us up to over 10,000 a year. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, in Arkansas, someone will be victim of a violent crime, homicide, rape, assault, almost every hour. So it's like, while we're on the show tonight, there will be a victim out there. And then just like what you talk about, the homicide grenade, there will be multiple people convicted. They just ran an article, state police had a drive-by shooting in 2022 on the interstate. They just arrested 3 young men who were all around the age of 20 2 years ago when this happened. When we look at the young man that did the shooting at Park Plaza, when we look at it,
18.
How he was 18, we know that there were certain
things that
went on. There were 4 or 5 arrests that we can pull court cases from before that. We've got the symptoms. We know the problem. And just like when we faced COVID,
yeah,
we got to be facing this head on.
And it was so amazing, and this hurt my heart, I would say. I visited the juvenile jail, and I looked in the solitary confinement room, and when I looked in there, 2 of the individuals called my name. Coach Hill! They were from my 16-goal program. One just played for 39 years. This is what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Baller. All right. You know what he asked me, Shug, when I went in there? What's Juice doing? He knew my son.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you think that made me feel about here's somebody's son that now that was charged as an adult, as a juvenile? And see, and we're just understanding, you know, in most cases, you know, in therapy you learn it's not what's wrong with him. The question we have to ask is what happened to him? Because when you come into society today, and you're born, in most cases we find out there's these multiple factors, all right? You're born to a teenage mother in poverty, no father in the home, early suspended from elementary school multiple times, drop out before the 10th grade, 11th grade in high school, and then you end up in the juvenile detention center. What you find research in 5 years, you have averaged a 12-year sentence on 90% of those happening,
yep.
And we know it. We know it.
And that's what we're building the prisons for?
That's what we're, because
for that,
because
for
we're
that
not,
population.
We're not disrupting. Hey, that's first and 45, which we're talking about. That's why we're trying to get them to. But hey, it's West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Park and Arkansas Best Insurance. Thank you, Pastor Drew, for being here with us and bringing that information. Stay tuned for the second quarter. We got Shug. I'm going to let him talk a little basketball. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys, is life sometimes confusing?
You ever find yourself just needing directions? As men, we really need other men to help us figure it out. More than that, we need a model for manhood who we can look to help. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Real men aren't afraid to ask for directions.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106. On average, 30 black males are murdered each day in the United States. That's about 10,000 annually. Think about this. 30 families are contacted daily that a loved one has been murdered in the streets of America, not a foreign combat zone or a third world country. Just sit home with me while serving as president of Arkansas Baptist College when my student, Derek Olivier, was gunned down across the street from campus. I made one of those 30 calls that day. It was and remains the hardest phone call of my life. Right now, I can still hear the screams from Derek's mother. It changed my life as well as changed their family life forever. This is why I launched firstin45.com to bring awareness to this epidemic and to create a game plan to save our sons now. We'd love for you to join our First in 45 team. You call, we ball, and together we save lives.
The Doctor of Football is putting Blue Train custom apparel and signage into my starting lineup for 2022. Last August, I was running out of time when I needed t-shirts for the 16 Goal Youth Football Program. I went deep with the Hail Mary and Blue Train made a play. Then I found out they could play more than one position. Our church needed our 2 Fish and 5 Loaves outreach van wrap. Blue Train signage, transform our bus, we are rolling. Need t-shirts, hats, or a vehicle wrap? Call Blue Train at 501-353-0555. Or check out my teammate at BlueTrainApparel.com.
Arkansas Best Insurance, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. We do our best to put your insurance concerns to rest. We basically bury your concerns. Ain't that right, the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion of Arkansas Best?
Game on, Doc. Put us in the game.
You do it all. You're called Arkansas Best for a reason.
Call the play. Watch us score for you.
Automobiles?
We're rolling with you.
Home insurance?
Your home is safe with Auto Owners and Arkansas Best Insurance.
Nonprofits and board insurances?
We got you, Doc.
Surety bonds?
In Arkansas Best, you can trust.
Business insurance?
No fumbles.
General liabilities?
We got your assets covered.
That's why I joined the team at Arkansas Best Insurance with the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. Let him make insurance plays for you. If you call, I promise you, he will ball. That's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion at Arkansas Best Insurance at 501-278-0105. 501-278-0105. Yeah, Chicken King is on and popping. Chicken King is truly the king of fried food. Have you ever had a Chicken King pork chop? It's fire. The catfish is crunchy and tasty. Add hot and the tartar sauces? Well, that will put it in the 5-star lineup. The chicken wings? Well, that's really why they call it Chicken King. But all the chicken offerings qualify for the Doctor of Football starting lineup, and that's why I'm prescribing Chicken Kings for your stomach's desires. Chicken Kings are located in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Bryant, and my hometown of Arkadelphia. Put Chicken King in the game, and if you call, they will ball in serving your order. Questions? Call 501-562-5573 and let them handle your fried food orders.
Listen each week for the Drive Time Sports Keys to Victory presented by Arkansas Municipal Equipment and Pond, specializing in refuse and recycle equipment with years of experience serving Arkansas. Get the keys to Razorback victory according to Randy Rainwater each week on 103.7 The Buzz.
It's the Westrock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Well, for parking at Arkansas Best Insurance, you heard from my man, Trey, right there. Hey, he's not in the studio with us tonight, but Trey, we know you balling. That's why you keep calling. But hey, listen, check this out, Shook. The college playoff. Lane Kiffin has said a couple things before we start talking about basketball, because it's really interesting. I wanted to see what your take is so far on the basketball league and what the Hogs and your perspective, and do you really I saw we were on the first bracketology, like on the first round or something like that. We get so it's oh wow, okay,
yeah,
yeah. So, but I think Lane Kiffin said it best when he said the rest of the conferences, you know, he kind of gave Kendrick Lamar not like us, you know, and he put it that way. He said, you know, and my question I'm gonna keep asking is, why would anybody want to join the SEC at this particular time, unless you're Texas? Because the money is good, but it's a cannibalism at its best. You're eating everybody up, and so when you come there and look, you know, my question, you know, with Boise State and Arizona State, when you look at the teams that are making this run, you know, where would they be? And if they were in the SEC, they would be in the
Don't leave Indiana out.
That's what I'm saying. So when you look, it's really the path of least resistance. And so now you take Penn State, just looking at who they're talking about, what SMU, Boise State, it's a way to get to the championship. So you want the right seed. What's the best basketball seed that you think? Well, the 7-8. I mean, in the basketball tournament.
Well, it depends on on who you're playing, but most of the time, the best seed most of the time is the one seed, right, if they don't get upset.
Correct.
Because they are clearly better than most other teams.
Right.
Except when you get to 2 or 3 in basketball. But
you can't. So really a fourth seed is really like a one seed when you're taking the top 14.
Right.
So Boise and they really got, and Arizona State really got a one seed, theoretically.
And there's no way they deserve a one seed.
That's what Lane Kiffin was saying. A lot of people, you know, listen, I'm proud of Rhett Lashley. Used to come over recruit at Arkansas Baptist.
Great guy. Love he doing well.
And no question. But we understand, when you look at TCU a few years ago, did you see how bad Georgia beat them?
Man, it was embarrassing. That wasn't even worth putting on TV unless you was a Georgia fan.
That's exactly right. And so, but that was in the Final Four markets and the teams that got left out. So my recommendation is, if the championship game is going to do that, for whatever they want, you know, if the doctor football is writing a prescription for it, is I wish we'd go to 16 teams. And if you make the championship game, everybody goes. All right. So you don't have now you do a sweet 16 rather than just 12. And then you let that play out, because now you saying, okay, you know, we don't want to go to the championship game. Well, really, championship game is a playoff. Is it really a first round right now? Because if you can be eliminated in it. But right. I'm saying if there's so much money out there, can they not add 4 more teams to the
group? Well, I don't, you know, of course, I know basketball better, but I don't understand why they won't do it like basketball and you reseed those teams. See, once everybody make it in, you should reseed all those
right.
guys. There's no way in the world you can look at Indiana and they had one game against somebody in the top 25, and they got blown out. And they like a fifth, sixth seed or something? That makes no sense. That makes no sense. Really, realistic, if you throw Arizona State, SMU, and Indiana in the SEC, they probably at the bottom tier of the SEC.
That's right.
In the middle of the pack, but
probably can't beat Oklahoma.
They probably at the bottom. So you like, they got, who was it, Ohio State and Tennessee playing each other in the first round.
That's not good.
And Arizona State and Boise State getting a bye. Come on now. I mean, what are we doing here? We really trying to have the best teams, the best go against the best.
Right. It's really mind-boggling, you know. But what I've been looking at that's really so interesting, is that I look at the top 25. The top 20, recruiting rankings, and to the point, and I'm gonna talk about this in the second half, the blue chip ratio, how it's calculated, in how you calculate to say that there are several opportunities for people to win national championship, but it's all based off recruiting. And it's so interesting to look back and see right now the top classes in recruiting. Texas is number one. And, you know, if you look at the top classes, and I'm going to really ask Uncle B about this in the fourth quarter, because the only program which I think that really needs to be studied, examined, analyzed, because their population base is just tad larger than Arkansas, is Oregon. See, Oregon, I mean, they're not going to recruit from their home state to win.
No, they're national recruiting.
They're national recruiting, and they got Nike.
And they got Nike. They got money, that's NIL money, to go out in national.
Right, right. And so they're doing things totally different, because if you look at the states, and that's the small states and what they're producing, when you start looking at Nebraska, who used to be good before this, they've disappeared. I mean, back in the 90s, two or three time national championships.
They were in the hunt every year.
Oklahoma, back in that until. So you take these small populated states, and you see that they have kind of deteriorated over a period of time because their states are not producing enough players to sustain their program. Unlike when you go back and look at the NFL draft and said 30 players from the state of Florida were drafted this year, 2024. 30.
That's almost a whole team.
That's what I'm saying. So when you look at Miami, Florida, and Florida State, there's a reason that if you can keep your players home, this premier, I'm not saying three-star. I'm talking about 30 players are the best, but you're drafted, not signed free agent. I bet you had another 10 or 12 signed free agent. Yeah. Then you had Texas. Had 24 drafted, okay? So now you start looking and seeing how this is playing into the equation. That's why you got some restless people at Florida, because there's no way. Miami had a chance to be in there, lost that game down late. You know, those things happen.
Up by 21 points, they can't blame anybody but themselves.
Florida State last year, and I think Florida State is a transfer portal. You know, what you see, what – you'll see somebody else next year. Had a chance to play for the playoffs last year. Got quarterback hurt. Got left out of the playoffs last year. Would have probably been in the playoff had it been a 12-team playoff.
Right.
But they got left out last year for four. But now, won one game this year? And so that's what the transfer portal is going to do. You'll see other teams like that, because now every team is like an NFL team. You're rebuilding every year based on the transfer portal.
Yep.
And if you look and see, you take a team like Arkansas that's leading the nation that was the other day in the transfer portal, then you have to rebuild your whole team every year just like the NFL. And, I mean, that could be problematic, especially when your state is not producing a mass number of players.
Right.
So when you start looking at Iowa State, I mean the state of Iowa, and all these small states, and how these numbers are really dictating, you know, your opportunities to win big. And that's why when you see Alabama, okay, they had 10 players drafted. They're number two this year in the 2025 composite ranking. I'm just amazed Oregon is number three, all right, because they don't have a population base. And I'm going to talk about them in the fourth quarter. Georgia is the third state producing the most NFL players. Georgia's ranked number four. Ohio State is number five. And so when you come down here, the reason people get so frustrated, Auburn, they always recruit well. They're number six. Texas A&M, number seven. LSU, number eight. Michigan, number nine. And Tennessee's number 10. So if you look at that, seven out of the top 10 teams are from the SEC. So now, you're dealing with what they call a blue chip ratio, that you have to beat those teams in order to be competitive, to say, all right, how we're going to compete with this. You know where we're ranked in this?
I'm scared to ask.
Number 31. All right?
That ain't nowhere close to 12, is it? That ain't no playoffs.
Now, here's what I want to say, though.
According to that.
That's exactly right. But here's what I want to say. They're competitive, though. You know where Vanderbilt was ranked? That guy's doing a heck of a job. 67.
Wow.
All right? So if you got to give yourself a chance to win. But I'm just saying, when you not, and I'm going to look at here. Florida's 11. Ole Miss, 16. Oklahoma, 17. Missouri, 19. South Carolina, 21. Mississippi State, 26. Kentucky, 29. So all of them ahead of us. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. The West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report.
Circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
A football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Boz's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Boz drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Boz's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Boz drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the 5-Star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. Arkansas Best Insurance. You can't be called the best unless you're performing better than the rest. And that's why I, the doctor of football, did an audible and switched to Arkansas Best Insurance. One-stop shop for all your insurance needs. That's right. You got insurance needs? I got your prescription. He's back and better than before. It's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. My guy Trey is balling with Arkansas Best Insurance, providing the best coverage with companies like Auto Owners who will make plays for you while minimizing the pain of writing insurance checks. Give my 5-star partner, Trey Scallion, also known as the Doctor of Insurance, the nod, and he will come off the bench to take care of your insurance needs. Call my guy at 501-278-0105.
Hey guys, for those of us who love sports, we know the value of team. In life, every man needs teammates to help him be better than he can be alone. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Better yet, get a group of guys together and experience it as a team.
I, the doctor of football, recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a 5-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstring problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the doctor of football sent you for his 5-star treatment. This is Coach Fitz Hill, also known as the doctor of football, and I approve this message.
'Twas the month of Christmas, and the fat man had a bone to pick. A peculiar problem for old Saint Nick. All his elves had lost their ways, because instead of toys, everyone wanted new Hyundais. Santa nearly went insane over the getaway sales of it at Kris Kringle. But when he saw the SUVs of Hyundai, Santa declared, I too shall upgrade my sleigh. So if you hear a rumble in the night with a sleek new Hyundai in sight, just know it's Santa on his way in a new Palisade from Kris Kringle Hyundai.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Give me a hoe if you got your funky bus fare.
Shug, did you used to hit that double dutch bus?
That's one of the all-time greats right there. Double dutch
was,
bus.
Was you out there pop a lock back then?
Hey, whatever they were doing, I was out there trying to do it.
I can imagine how it was working. So, Shug, let's talk a little bit about basketball. And I know we got an opinion went off the other night at Arkansas State, didn't it? For Memphis, they got that stroke going. Then I know Coach Walker's had some wins, and then Arkansas. So, what's been your vibe of Arkansas basketball, and how you think Coach Cal and they're adjusting with all the new players trying to pull them together?
You know, I think the those three teams I think are really doing well. It's obvious Arkansas State probably. When you look at them, they probably head for a big year. They well coached. They got some really good players, some former, some transfers, Power Five guys. Arkansas Little Rock, Darrell is doing an excellent job. And Darrell lost his point guard, which is very difficult in basketball. But they made the adjustment, and they got other guys kind of filling in that spot. And they've changed some of the things they're doing. And they're
KK out for the whole year.
KK's out for the whole year. And they're playing great with some of those guys. So I've watched them play a couple times. I watched them beat UCA last week. I think Arkansas State is probably, to me, I bet they probably win their conference. They gonna have a shot at making the tournament. Now, Arkansas, of course, you know, they had been on and off playing okay, just okay at times, but they played really well last night against Michigan. That was their best win. Of course, they're loaded with talent, and it's one of those deals where you got a bunch of new players and you're trying to get them all on the same page and doing the things that you want to do. And they show flashes of it last night because they beat a really good Michigan team last night. And they were down, they came back, they went up, and then Michigan came back, and then they finished the game. And I when you watch them, because the SEC is tough this year.
Ain't no
think about it. Their first conference game, they on the road against Tennessee, which is currently the number one team in the country. So that SEC is tough this year. So,
and I noticed by, you know, with Joe Lenardi or whatever, I think he had about 11 teams in the tournament from the SEC.
Yeah, the SEC is deep, and you know how they do that too early to tell. Yeah. They had Arkansas on their first four that's out, but right. That was probably before they played Michigan. So I think they have a chance of being really good. It's going to be exciting. I think, but it's one of those situations where you're going to have to play good every night to win. And when you go on the road and even at home, it's not going to be a lot of room for error. Because you think about it, the SEC probably got 10 legitimate NCAA teams. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a lot of, you know, fighting for positions.
Is home court advantage truly home court advantage in basketball?
It can be if your crowd show. If you get your crowd there, it can be. It can make a difference. Because I was watching Florida play someone last week on this pit, and they crowd made the difference. So it's still a home court. It's still an advantage now, but people got to show up and come to the game. You just don't buy. I always say, if you buy tickets and not going, give them to somebody.
Exactly right. Yeah.
That wants to go. So, you know, and I think that, you know, that's going to play a part in it. But boy, I tell you, you're going to have to really play well to go on some of these places and win on the road.
Right.
So
a 500 record in SEC, they say, should get you in the tournament.
Probably it'll probably get you in the tournament, but you're going to be borderline now.
Yeah.
So you need to finish probably to be comfortable probably 10-8. It's 18. I think you play 18 games,
right.
10-8.
Right, something like
or
that.
Or probably something like that will probably get you in. And right now, their non-conference schedule, they only have one what they call, I think it's quad four, yeah, quad right. five win. That's against Michigan.
Right, right.
So and the rest of the games they're playing non-conference, it's nothing in those games that can help you move up.
Right, right.
So now you're going to have to go in conference and put some work in.
Right, right, right. Does anybody that just stand out that you put, you know, that's just definitely...
You know, I'm really impressed the way Trevor Brazil been playing, because I was kind of wondering about him and how he was going to, you know, he's been injured a lot, but he's really been playing well. Of course, the young guys, they got Boogie Flan is obviously an NBA guy, great player, streaky from the outside. So, but Thurl is the one, and I watched him at Kentucky some last year. I thought he would be the guy that would really be good for him, and it looked like he's moving in that direction. So, Coach, they loaded with talent now.
Yeah.
Talent ain't the issue for them.
Right.
They just need to put it together, and I'm still concerned about them a little bit on the defensive end.
What about the three-point shooting that's been inconsistent?
The three is inconsistent. They capable, and they got guys that's capable. They'll be one of those teams that they're capable of getting hot from the three-point line. But consistency is probably going to be the issue with them from the three-point line. Is how well can you shoot it? I mean, how consistent can you be shooting the three?
And you just mentioned defense. Do you think they're a good defensive team?
I think the perimeter defense concerns me.
Okay.
Their front court defense is pretty good. That's how they won that game. Trevor Brazil came up with a great block under the goal last night, and then he pulled a rebound out. Their perimeter defense concerns me a little bit, because when I watched them play some games, guys, you know, some of these guards seems to get into a rhythm with them on the perimeter. So that's always a concern because it's great guard play in the SEC.
That's right. And you know, the thing that I just, you know, from being around with you and, you know, traveling, when you're weak on the perimeter defense, the other team seem to shoot a lot of free throws.
They shoot a lot of free because you're putting tremendous pressure on your back line back there. And Arkansas has size and length. They can – you know, they can help. Those guys back there can help. But when you constantly guys are getting downhill, guys are getting open shots, because this is the thing about this, Doc. Most of these teams, this is even in high school. Now, if you leave guys open, eventually they're going to make shots.
Correct.
And some of these guys can make them at a very high clip. Mm-hmm. So that concerns me a little bit about that when I watch them, they perimeter defense. So I think that's something to keep an eye out for, because, you know, that can put you in some tough positions if your perimeter defense is not good every night.
You know, I'm talking about this transfer portal in football, and as we go into the second quarter here, did you realize that 2,707 FBS football players entered the transfer portal in 2024? That was through earlier this week. That number may even be higher now. But I think, you know, understanding, even in basketball, I was talking to a parent of a female highly recruited basketball player, and see if you think this makes sense. And I just been looking at this in not only in football but in basketball with the transfer portal. Unless you are a five-star player that you know that you're going to get plenty of opportunity because based on recruiting, that the development for a first-year player with the transfer portal now is a tremendous opportunity to go and get your game on as a freshman rather than go sit on the bench. You know, and particularly in the development model, because what you see is the frustration that's taking place when you're not playing, and then you end up going in the transfer portal anyway, trying to find someplace else to play. Well, if you hadn't done that initially, they're bringing in another player who's played, all right, and now they went into the transfer portal to do that. Well, you don't have game experience to be able to do that, to be able to compete against that, and then if you were killing it in practice, you probably would have been playing more. So that's the reason I look at this based on the changes of college athletics, is that playing as a true freshman is more valuable, unless you're one and done, to develop with minutes rather than to come there and be a practice player. What's your perception of that?
Well, the thing about it, Doc, if you look at the way things are going, football and basketball, that is what they're doing. They're going getting guys to play.
That's it.
Out of these transfer portals. Mm-hmm. So if you go somewhere and sit on the bench, then you can get in a transfer portal, but no one. First of all, if you was killing it in practice, you wouldn't be on the bench.
That's my point.
Like you said, you was killing practice. So if you sit on the bench, then now you got to go somewhere at a lesser value, because people don't have any film work on you except what they got from high school.
That's exactly right.
And it's obvious that's not enough, because if you were doing okay, you would have been playing. So this is a fascinating deal how this transfer portal is working out, because basically, it's turned D2s and low mid majors into
JUCOs. That's what I'm telling you.
It's turned them into JUCOs. They just getting kids ready to go on. And I'm just telling you, I'm glad the kids get opportunities, because I know some situations you get in, you need to get out. But I don't like the whole issue for the fact is nobody is learning how to fight through any adversity.
Yeah, I agree.
If you don't agree with what's going on, okay, I'm out.
It's different than what we grew up with.
Right.
You know, that you had to do that. It's because when you go back and look and you say 25% of the FBS football players who entered this year, 25% of FBS who entered the portal were still in there, and 30% of players who entered the portal in 2023 never got out. They didn't have nowhere to go. So it's you know, did somebody give them the wrong information? You know,
I don't know if somebody gave it to them. They might have went seek some of these kids go yeah. seek the wrong information. But this is the kicking part about Doc. This is happening on every level.
Right.
So people only hear about the Power Fives.
Right, right.
But this is happening on every level. And the lower levels, these guys are going places to get playing time and no money is involved.
We'll be right back. We got to go to a break. Stay tuned. Uncle B coming up next.
It has been said that ignorance is bliss, but the Doctor of Football also believes that knowledge can produce a burden within the soul. And I have a heavy burden. Did you know that homicide, not car wrecks, cancer, or heart disease is the number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44? This epidemic rarely gets discussed or receives the attention of similar health crises. That's why the Doctor of Football is working to create awareness of this homicide virus and formulate a game plan to help black males reach the age of 45. Now that you know, join our team by getting in the game with us at firstand45.com. That's firstand45.com. Make a play, save a life.
A football coach told me, the Doctor of Football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bob's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the 5-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. As I look back over my life, I realize I have fumbled in many areas. Thank God that he did not put me out of the game. My high school and college teammate, Steve Snyder, together we battled opponents on the fields and courts of competition in search of winning outcomes on the scoreboard. But today, Brother Steve is trying to score for our Heavenly Father by spreading the gospel through 33 The Series, a multi-volume video series that gives men a vision for manhood modeled by Jesus Christ himself. For detailed information on how you can get in the game with Authentic Manhood, go to AuthenticManhood.com. It's time to get in the game with Jesus. I don't normally eat fried food, but when I do, you will find me at Chicken King getting my grub on. I love catfish, and when I am in search of a 3-piece dinner of catfish with hot sauce and tartar sauce, you will find the Doctor of Football huddling up at Chicken King. Got a play for you to run. Go to Chicken King, located in North Little Rock, Little Rock, Bryant, or my hometown of Arkadelphia, and before you order, tell them the Doctor of Football wrote a prescription for your fried food desires. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you will probably want to run that same play again and get another order very soon. They are the heavyweight champion of fried food. That's Chicken King, the 5-star fried food cuisine. It's the real deal. For more information, call 501-562-5573 and tell them the Doctor of Football prescribed them. Hi, the Doctor of Football recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a 5-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstring problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Doctor of Football sent you for his 5-star treatment. This is Coach Fitz Hill, also known as a Doctor Football, and I approve this message.
You know what you need?
What?
You need a 3-carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelet to slap on your wrist right next to that flexi bangle bracelet.
You're getting me to go over to Robert Owen Jewelers for Christmas, aren't you?
I am. I mean, while supplies last, they're only $999, Danny.
What else you got there?
2-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings, only $999.
You're making it too easy this year, Howie.
That's the idea. That's the RIJ way. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Owen Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. Free financing. Take up to 5 years to pay.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Well, I think Uncle B, you're gonna be down in New Orleans at the Super Bowl to see Kendrick Lamar. You're going down there to say they're not like you. What's going on, Uncle B? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm great. How you guys doing?
No, it's good, man. We've been having a great show, man. She'll give me insight on that on that basketball. You know, he's scrutinizing everything. He said, Arkansas State, man, got to be able to make that run. You know, he proud of old boy Pinion, his boy Pinion. He was dropping them in. He was dropping dimes in there on that bucket, wasn't it?
Man, Pinion a player, man, and he'll compete. He love to compete, too.
Yeah,
he's gonna fight to the end.
Right. Yep. I saw him in that press conference, so I know you were proud of everything. Hey, Uncle B, this fourth quarter, before we go, you know, we were talking about the transfer portal, and I was sharing with somebody the other day how difficult it is to keep players in, you know, no matter what. And I shared with James Rouse last year as he was calling our games for the 16 goal. I said, James, where's the next James Rouse at? He said, what do you mean? I was a GA. I coached you at Arkansas in 1989. I said, Coach Nutt sent me down to Little Rock. We thought, and you got an interesting perspective on this. I flew down here on a plane, met with Elbert Crawford because Cedric Kyle was going to Georgia. All right. Then you had D-Mac. Then you had Michael Dyer. The reason I bring those names, Coach Horton used to always tell me, he said, now you're not going to get all 10 or 11 other players in Arkansas. He said, but you need to make sure you're getting 80 to 85% of them every year. He said, you'll lose one to Notre Dame, just like you lost Michael Dyer to Auburn. You had Gus. There's a relationship tie that comes in there that can supersede the ability to play in the state. But I'm a little concerned, and I don't know, you know, as when we start, you know, historically, if you lost a kid from Bauxite or something to an institution, that's speaking to something that I've never known to happen in our state on a common process that we see, as you said last year. And I remember you writing this thing on your Facebook that says, once you let the fence down, it's easier for other people to come in. And I just wanted to get your perception on this recruiting class and how, you know, what's your thoughts on where the future lies for us getting to James Rouse, Cedric Cobbs, and I'm happy about Parkview. I know you won the state championship.
Three in a row.
Three piece.
The View.
Yeah, and you know, they got ballers over there. I'm telling you, when you look at Central Arc.
Three of those kids left the state. And three of those kids left the state, too.
They got two of them, though. There's two of them. They got two, right? Arkansas got two.
Yeah. You see,
yeah, but you should. They should have got all of them.
If Coach Rip was over there, they'd had all of them.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because Rip was bringing everybody up he was driving up every weekend, wasn't
he? A van load of football, basketball players coming up.
That's the relationship piece that I think that's so invaluable. And when Coach Nutt said, I need you to go down and talk to Elbert Crawford. You need to see what's going on because it looks like we're about to lose Cobb to Georgia. And that's true to true, right, Uncle B?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's a situation where Georgia already had NIL and Arkansas didn't have NIL, but Cedric still went with the home state school because of those relationships.
Just like Michigan quarterback who went down to LSU, committed to LSU because, you know, had a great time, but the hometown came and got him and kept him at Michigan with that NIL of I think, 12 mil. But to your point, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but go ahead and elaborate on that perspective.
I was just saying that, you know, in the day and age where we say where these kids are only choosing because of money and relationships become second, I mean, that's true. But still, when you have those relationships, it makes it harder for the kids to turn down. You know, it makes it easier for them to turn down a lot more money because they have a relationship with in-state guys. And that's one of the problems that we have going on at Arkansas now. There's no in-state guys on the coaching staff. So nobody has a relationship with any of the high school kids or any of the high school coaches. And obviously none of the high school coaches feel like they owe it to the state of Arkansas to send their kids to Arkansas because they're sending them out of state. We're not getting 80%, not even 50% of those kids are signing with the in-state school.
And, you know, I was just talking to if I was going to do a study on a program right now, it would be Oregon. And I'm going to tell you why Oregon, and I remember in the back of mind when I was head coach of San Jose State, when I was recruiting in L.A., in South Central early, they bought billboards to promote Oregon football, the Ducks, in South Central. All right? And they were doing that because Oregon State does not produce enough players as such, but that can support their own state, unlike many of the states in the South. I was just mentioning to him, when you go back and look at the teams that are playing and how many NFL players are often coming out of state, and I mentioned this last month when I was talking on the radio, but did you realize in 2024 that in the NFL draft that Arkansas had zero players drafted? Now, I just want you to process that now. You know who in company we are with that? Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, North Dakota.
They don't even play football in those states.
And South Dakota. Those are other teams that had zero NFL players drafted. Now, Shug, to your point, though, it's not because we didn't have athletes, but as you mentioned many, many times, those who may have been drafted were playing basketball. That's speaking to what great – are we a basketball state?
Oh, no, we're a basketball state right now. The only people that wouldn't admit that were people that just – they got their head in the sand, because you got to look at how many NBA draft picks we've had in the last decade. And every five-star that we've ever had been a first-round NBA draft pick. Every five-star. Now, you think it's a we can compete with larger states with those numbers per capita. So, we've been officially a basketball state for a while now.
So, Uncle B, what do you think is about Oregon that allows them, is right now, to be ranked third in the nation? Texas, Alabama, and Oregon in recruiting. Shug mentioned Nike, but for that state, you know, to me, that's if I was studying a institution to model based off the population of state, that would be the state that I would be trying to put on a microscope, because Phil Knight with Nike. But man, they continue to recruit at a very high clip, and they're in contention. Just won the Big Ten, straight out of the Pac-12, go to the Big Ten, win the Big Ten championship in year one, and third in the nation in recruiting behind Texas and Alabama. What's your thought that can be learned from Oregon?
I mean, it's Nike, and not just Nike, but being innovative with Nike's money. So all the uniforms, different uniform designs, those things are attractive to these student athletes, and that's what they were known for, those uniforms. And then another thing, Coach, they recruit speed. If you look at Oregon's roster, it's always a lot of speed on it, and maybe because they got a great track program, and we know that helped when you were at the University of Arkansas having a great track program, they're recruiting speed, and they always have it. Those two things help them win all the time.
Well, you know what? To your point, last week, a guy made a commitment to Oregon, and he said that Phil Knight said he was going to make his own shoe. Now, just think about that.
That's what's put them we saw all the stuff they want. Nike, Phil Knight decided that's his school, and we're not going to be second to anybody, and that's what's put them in that spot. They got unlimited resources. Like I said, they can make people's shoes. They got their uniforms, and of course, I guarantee their NIL is up at the top with everybody else's.
They balling.
Got big time NIL.
Yeah. I tell you, when you go back and look, the thing that's so interesting about it, they're in the blue chip ratio too. They said they have a 76% chance of winning the national championship. Ohio State has 90% chance of winning it. Georgia has 80% chance of winning it. Texas has 72, Notre Dame 67, Clemson 64, Penn State 61 of those who made it. I'm going with the Georgia Bulldogs for my pick to win it.
Nobody wants to play there.
No. After that win and the way he called out the commissioner right there, he said, y'all send me on the road. We still here. Hey, God, thank you for this platform. Merry Christmas to all. We pray that you give us strength, courage, and wisdom to follow you in all that we do. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Uncle B. Appreciate you, Shug. Praying for you, Dr. Rob. Until next time, Merry Christmas.